Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's third to last Tuesday, and everybody's talking about Pistol Shrimps Radio while the buzzer goes squawking. You can't time that kind of thing. You gotta go ding-ding-a-ling on the phone. It's a landline. Watch out for your ham find. Mark, this is serious. I had to stop that rhyme
right
to ask you, how's your ham find going?
We got about a quarter pound.
That's a good ham find.
For one day, I feel pretty good about that.
And this is how we start every Pistol Shrimps Radio.
We check in about our ham find.
I'm Matt Gourley.
I'm Mark McConville. You're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio, your home for Pistol Shrimps basketball, the greatest basketball team on the planet, or maybe even in the universe.
That's right. They're made up of the finest basketball-playing ladies of Los Angeles, and we come every week, and we call the play-by-play action, come hell or high water, devil be damned, even if we don't know what the hell we're talking about. And not only is that most nights, it's everyone.
Tonight's opponent for the Pistol Shrimps is I Have No Idea, Matt. I don't see another team.
It's the I Have No Ideas. Oh, you're right. I don't see another
team.
There's
not another team in sight.
There's a decent little crowd here at Pan Pacific North as Pistol Shrimps action starts to make its way to the field. There's a handful of Pistol Shrimps players tonight here, and that's all we need for a victory, right, Mark?
That's all we care about. They've got it. They have a basketball quorum.
You're right. And then one.
They can pass basketball law this evening.
Let's talk about who's going out there to pass and ratify some basketball bills so that they might get voted upon in the basketball Senate and become basketball laws.
Looks to me like we've got ourselves a number 53, Paisley Gray.
A 99, Jesse the Tank Engine Thomas.
That's number 21, Ingrid Han Mabugi Walla.
My wife, Amanda Fun Buns Lunds.
That's Allison over there. I believe she wears number 24. We've called her Vup 450. I'm getting away from it. I just never caught on for me.
Oh, it's so
easy
specific,
to say.
I love it.
Well, that's true.
Vup 450.
Let's see. And then anybody else? Oh, Coach Busy's here tonight.
That's right. It's a classics night here. We might have mentioned this is the third to last Pistol Shrimps radio game because this season, as you may or may not know, is Pistol Shrimps end game. It's the final regular play-by-play podcast action for us, though we'll be back in some form here and there. Stay subscribed.
Maybe sooner than you think. Now, Matt, I did think of a thing today that we used to do all the time, and it just seems perfect for Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Is it time to revisit some classic Pistol Shrimps Radio
bits?
This
might be a classic Mark and Matt bit.
Oh, what do you think it is?
Really, it's a classic Matt bit. I'm going to give you one right off the top of the thing. You
ready?
What
do you think it is? Yeah.
Glass Bottom Dan. Glass Bottom Dan. Made love to his woman with a see-through frying pan.
Big River Jim. Big River Jim made love to his woman with the back of a frying slim.
Well, you'll be hearing those throughout the night. I've been singing them all day. This team's in red, and I feel like they're the Lucille Ballers. They're just showing up.
Loose Molar Dan. Loose Molar Dan. Lived outside in the back of a frying can. What?
No one wants to hear that.
Jesse, do you want to hear that? Yes, she does.
She does. Jesse Thomas.
Hey, guys. A little pregame hello. Shrimps are in first place. I don't know if you know that.
How are you feeling?
I didn't know that. That's well deserved.
This is one of the last games of the season. It's a big one because we are fighting now.
With this team?
I actually don't know who's in first. I don't think it's them. Or
who's in second.
Wait, so does that mean you'll do like a tournament game or you'll just win after 2 weeks?
You win. And then you have a tournament, which is a separate thing.
Okay.
And you don't have to play the tournament. That's optional. But if we win at the end of the season in first, we will be first place.
Ooh.
And the tournament's just kind of an extra bag for another additional first place if you so desire it.
Love it.
I'm into it.
Go out there and do your thing tonight. Because
how many are you
going to
put up tonight?
What you do.
I'm going to score 20 points, 10 for each of you.
Love That's so sweet. We love you too, Jesse. That's Jesse Thomas, number 99. The train engine herself, chewing along. How's your chewing, Matt? Everything good with your mandible?
You know, it's funny you should ask that because I find when I'm busy or stressed, I carry my stress in my jaw and I grind my teeth, and I've been doing that a little bit lately. But actually, you know what it is? It's I'm a week out of my stress, and I think then when I'm not stressing, I still have some physical repercussions. Is this all the information you wanted?
Well, isn't it ironic, though, that you're in the middle of your ham find, and that's stressing you out, but when you find the ham, you got to eat it, and you're just your jaw is not right, and
so you're
it's
not
just,
kidding.
You know, it's a snake eating its own sharp butt.
That's right, and everybody
there's,
knows.
There's an old one right there.
Yeah, to do a proper ham find, it's ironic because you need your wits about you, yet you have to be the most relaxed to make the natural ham finding instincts happen.
I mean, you get really stressed out about all kinds of different stuff. Like you have to wear clothes that are one size smaller than you normally wear.
You're not
oh,
kidding.
What's
Look
going on?
We've
what is
been
this?
Delivered some Sour Patch Kids.
What's your name?
You came from Portland.
Yeah, my name's Abe.
Hi, Abe.
Hi, Abe.
How's it going? I'm Matt.
Wonderful.
Oh, this is Anna, my girlfriend.
Hi, hi. Anna. Nice to meet you. Hi, Abe.
But I'm doing this thing.
That's
hi.
So good. Hi.
Wow, what a treat! Look at they've brought us some teriyaki beef jerky.
Teriyaki.
And I have to say, this is a manageable
amount
snack
of kids
size of kids that I might actually take it down because sometimes people send like a pillow's worth.
They'll bring an industrial half gallon's worth of kids.
Yeah, like a saddlebag or two.
On a horse
uh-huh.
made of kids.
In a wagon train made of Mormon settlers.
You guys said you're from Portland?
Yeah.
Is this
Maine
Portland,
or
Oregon or Maine?
Portland,
see?
Oregon.
The city of roses.
City of roses.
Is that what they say? Bridge
I never thought
City.
About what an oxymoron Portland is.
Because it's a port, but it's
up port. Portland.
It was founded by the guys who. One guy was from Boston, one guy was from Maine, and they flipped a coin as to what to call it, and the guy from Maine won, and so they called it Portland.
Was the other guy going to choose Boston?
I think so.
Whoa. Can you imagine there'd be a Boston, Oregon?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Right.
Would they have done witch trials? I know that's not Boston, but it's Boston, as my wife likes to say, adjacent.
A witch trialin' Steve.
Oh, trialin' Steve.
Made love to his woman, and then she had to get up and leave.
For good reason. Abe, April.
Anna.
I know. I was about to say something
Abe,
about the
April
month of April.
Is the best month.
If you'd let me finish, I was going to say April, Anna, is my favorite month. Anna is my favorite name. How would I ever forget it? And I was so rudely interrupted.
My fault.
I'm not at all wrong. All right, this game's about to fly.
We got to get into basketball action, folks.
Stick around. What? Oh, me too. That's right. Oh, we should mention.
Oh, yeah. What's this, Matt?
Probably by the time you're listening to this, Super Ego Season 5, the
Ooh.
Season of diminishing returns, has made its way to you and Stitcher Premium. You can get it now. Use promo code SuperEgo for a free month free. And
it's
it'll
a
be
free
out
month
for
free.
Weeks. Yeah.
You're going to get 6 weeks of SuperEgo.
For instance, you might get the free month of April.
Okay. The One best the month. Right,
best
Anna?
Best month. That's right.
Tonight's opponent is, I'm going to go with the Lucille Ballers.
Hard to say because there's
they're
no
all,
writing on their jerseys.
They all have their backs to us like a bunch of heathens.
Yeah, that's right. And they're at the far end of the court, too. I don't know what's going on here. But
well, what's different about tonight, Matt? We're here at Pan Pacific North where this thing all started. We used to be over in the corner.
Right.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're up here on a stage.
Yeah, we've never been on the stage up here.
Mostly
before.
Because people would sit up here, the other teams would hang out. But I think because we're the late game, everybody's gone home.
Oh, that's
this
what
is
it
Pistol
is.
Shrimps After Dark.
Yeah.
We, oh, look who showed up. Maria Blasucci, number
Captain
16.
Blasucci.
So she will absolutely be in the game.
Also, in case you're worried that in 2 weeks it's the last Pistol Shrimps game, well, you're right to be worried about that. Because it's the last Pistol Shrimps radio. But the week after that, we'll be podcasting the Pistol Shrimps White Elephant like we did last year.
It's going to be a whole hell of a holiday podcast.
This is what we mean about stay subscribed. We're serious because these things, they come along.
Your referees tonight are Stan Horchata and Rick, the Hasbro representative for Western America.
Yeah, and Stan and Horchata with Edward James Almost got the title right.
Sorry if stand I took a break there. And I'm deliver having, an onions.
I'm having a bit up.
Are you having a kid straight away?
I'm eating a kid.
Well,
Roy, I ate a kid.
He looked real enough.
It was dark. Had some salt and pepper on him. It looked real enough. You know, they can train you for everything, but they can't train you for what happens when you eat a kid.
Matt, I don't know what the holdup is here. Our referee is just chatting up this football fan who came from Seattle.
Okay,
this
I'm
is
telling
Megan.
You, yeah, we met nice Megan and I think her father.
That's right.
And the ref was just talking to them about Seattle
during the game.
He is not concerned with regular league play.
Not in any way.
Well, the Lucille Ballers, we think, have taken the field while the Shrimps are doing their hands-in huddle and their legs-out cuddle. You ever do a leg-out cuddle?
Most of the time when I'm cuddling, my legs are out.
That's right. That's the way it should be. Also, Stephen Bridle, courtside sketch artist, has joined us.
He's over here sketching up a storm.
This is the way to go out. You know, everything's feeling right.
Everything's reeling fight.
Now you're talking.
I am talking.
Buddy. That's a way to do it.
Yeah, just start off with it. All right, here comes the game, folks. Pistol Shrimps, Lucille Ballers, Tuesday night, 9 p.m., Pan Pacific North. Throw your hands in the air if you just don't care. And even if you do, throw them up there. Why
disconnect
not?
Disconnect them and throw them in the air, which you can't do. If you were to take off both of your hands, you couldn't throw them in the air.
Ball to Jesse Thomas. She'll
Jesse
pass.
Thomas, ooh, long shot to Vup 450, lays it up, but doesn't happen. Ball's out on the Lucille Ballers. Hey, we got a Lucille Ball Christmas ornament up.
Is that right?
That's right.
What's she doing? Is she doing some? She explaining how Christmas works?
No, she's in a can-can girl from a outfit from a specific episode.
Do you know which number it is?
Yeah.
Ballers with the ball. They're going to pass it around to each other.
Ballers got a ball.
They have to. It's in their name. Pass to five. Five over to 23 in the corner. She'll shoot. That's not going in. What?
Mark, you're wrong. Was that a three-pointer?
She was in front of the line. That was a two-pointer.
Yeah.
19:15 on the clock. Two for the home team, the Lucille Ballers. Zero for the Pistol Shrimps. They're in gray jerseys with hot pink lettering. Pass to Blasucci over there. She's at the three-point line. Pass inside to Vup.
Mark, you know what I've been enjoying?
What's that?
Looking at free throw scriptures on Twitter. Now there's a Twitter that just
Gospel of Shrimp.
Yeah, and the game I like to play is, was that you or me?
Oh, I've played that as well, and it's pretty obviously you.
So. No, it's both of us.
It is both of us, but I know when it's you.
Yeah, and I think I know when it's you.
But there are times where I think that's not me.
Yeah, that,
right.
Me
I think
too.
It's definitely Matt, and then I'll say, well, that's probably Matt because it doesn't sound like me. Long shot from Thomas. She promised 20 points. She still has zero. I might keep track of how many points Jesse scores
tonight.
Yeah, why
don't you? I mean, what else are we going to do but do this?
Big long shot from number one on the Ballers.
Not even close, and that's my own shot in Freud speaking. Maria Blasucci's tying her shoochies.
She sure is. Folks, come join us next week. We're at Pan Pacific Park at 7 o'clock.
Again?
It's Schadenfreude night.
That's
come
right.
And watch someone else's misery and enjoy that.
Yep. We'll be setting some people who have just lost their jobs, dear family members. And
there'll be free car crashes in the parking lot.
That's right. Fender benders.
Nothing serious. Just just some mild misery for you to make yourself feel better about your own existence. Pass over to 31 here for the Ballers. She shoots, sets off the backboard, no good. Rebound up 450.
It does
Allison.
Seem like the Ballers are giving them a run for their money tonight.
Ballers are balling hard, Matt. No doubt about it. Vupped over to Jesse Thomas. Thomas is just going to shoot one. Oh, never mind. She passes to Hama Boogie, who can't score. She can't get it to go. And number
one. Salt Maboogie tried to get a loogie. Hock up the loogie. Get it soft. Get it firm.
Hock up a loogie. Put it in your boogie. Hock up a loogie. Don't put it in a boogie. That's.
If you put a loogie in a boogie and flicked it with a noogie.
I feel like that describes eighth grade. Shot from Paisley Gray doesn't go in. We got the beef jerky going here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
And Jeef Berkey came down. Police Jeef Berkey came down.
We're going to solve these goddamn crimes if it kills me. I think
the reason we know each other's free throw scriptures is every single one of mine is someone coming down from a mountain.
Yeah, and they always have like a basket of reef.
Where they go into a village.
Yeah.
If you come down from a mountain, you basically got to go into a village.
Well, why is everyone spending so much goddamn time in the mountains in the Bible?
Because that's all there was back then.
Just mountains and villages?
Mountains and villages.
What are we playing, Settlers of Catan here on Pistol Shrimps Radio?
Settlers of Canaan.
Shot from Blasucci. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, number one of the Lucille Ballers. 16 minutes on the clock, 4-0 in favor of the Lucilles.
Wait a minute. Is this the Lucille Ballers or the tight...
What's the opposite of a seal?
Well, sometimes it's just a counterpart, you know? So Lucille Ball or tight sea lion cube. Hey, tight sea lion cubes. You couldn't play basketballs if your shoes were tied.
Jesse Thomas just lays one in. It's 4-2.
4-2, Shrimps Trail.
Jackhammer Bill.
Jackhammer Bill.
Jackhammer Bill.
Jackhammer Bill.
He made love to his woman and then she robbed him of the till.
Sweet Liver Steve.
Sweet Liver Steve.
Made love to his woman on the back of a Bronco Beeve.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that?
A Bronco Beeve?
Yeah.
Nice ball movement here from
of a male horse. The female genitals of a male horse.
The female genitals of a male horse.
Yes.
I hope Steven's on this one.
Steven, you on that? I want to see a drawing of female genitals on a male horse. And I want it stat.
And in graphic detail.
I want it on my desk by now.
Jump ball call there by referee Merlin Kinch.
Plate spinning, Mark.
Plate spinning, Mark.
Made love to a starved tchotchke in the back of a Buick Skylark.
Yeah, that's a long way to go for that one, Matt.
Yeah, but worth it, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's the destination, not the journey.
It is the destination.
Rebound by your wife there, Amanda Fun Buns Lund. 13:53 on the clock here for the Pistol Shrimps. They're down by two. It's 4-2. Thomas with a stutter step. She drives to the hoop, lays it up.
4-2 with fortitude.
No good on that basket.
We got an email, Mark?
We got a bunch of emails.
Let's have them.
All right, we got a little break in the action here. It's time for an email. This is Andrew Steinmetz. I feel like he's written into the show before. Gents, although my heart broke when I heard the end of the Pistol Shrimps Radio is near, I'm so dang elated to hear about Super Ego Season 5. Congratulations on the 12-year anniversary, by the way. Oof. Old.
More than that.
That's an
coming
old podcast. Yeah. So what's the news? I've refreshed my Stitcher feed every morning since last week in anticipation of the annual live show release. No avail, followed by my adult man whale.
No, it's
seriously, happening. Super Ego is the best comedy since the great Monty Python. Well, that's nice of you. It's coming tomorrow. Stitcher Premium.
Might
November
28th.
Yeah, you refresh it tonight. See what happens.
Let's give a little taste of what's going to be on the first episode of Super Ego. You might get a Shunt McGuppin fallen country legend.
Yeah, see how far he's fallen.
That's right. Working a menial type job.
Speaking of fallen legends, you might see what happens when... a famous toy franchise defeats their mortal enemy.
There's 2 points for these hour shrimps.
That's 3 points. 5-4. Pistol Shrimps have the lead.
Now we're looking at it.
Jesse Thomas with 3 points.
Speaking of another
fallen
legend.
It's a fun mental game.
The Legend of Christ doing a high fall in the Christmas Christian Stunt Spectacular.
Yeah, and then if you love somebody, you celebrate it in song.
Now would be a good time to go back and revisit some old Heartlines in the Shore 104.4 because we rarely do a narrative through line, and that's not what this is, but it wouldn't hurt to...
Just refresh yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a Super Ego wiki,
But go ahead and read up on Mark Ripplepedes.
Roark Mipplepedes.
This is a good email here, too. It's 5-4 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps, 11:45 on the clock. If you want to write into the show, it's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. I'm going
to
get those emails. Matt might read them. I'll forge you one.
I don't have access to the email account.
No, and I won't give it to you.
Rebound, Amanda Fumbun's Lund.
That's two rebounds for Lund.
50.
Vup's going to drive here.
Ooh,
splits
like
the
truck.
Defense. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
And Paisley Gray with that aggressive rebound. There's another jump ball called by referee. Help me watch a movie because I can't see. You gotta tell me what's going on.
Hey, referee. Help me watch a movie because I can't see. You gotta tell me what's going on. Nice game.
Ball movement here from the Pistol Shrimps opposition, the Lucille Ballers. Oh.
The tight Sea Lion Cubers.
6-5. We got a timeout. Maybe? We got unsportsmanlike? What the hell happened?
Raindrops on roses and charming like poses.
That's not how it goes.
Matrix kissing on soft summer winds. These are a few of my favorite things. I'm Desi Arness. You are Lucy.
Nobody has ever started an email. This is from Casey Woods. Nobody's ever greeted us on an email with this. Hi, I, yo.
Hi, I, yo.
Love the show. Sad to see you go. But Matt mentioning Okapi last week gave me an idea for a future one-off shrimp cast, the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
Not a bad idea because you and I are huge crossword enthusiasts.
I think we bonded over that in an old job we used to have.
That's
it's
right.
Held every year in Connecticut over a weekend in March. It's directed by Will Shorts. Looks amazing. Just a bunch
once.
Of really sincere competitive nerds who love crosswords. They host the finals on stage, and the finalists have to solve the puzzle in front of everyone. Last year's is on YouTube. It's unbelievable. I think you'd love it, and I think it needs Shrimps Radio.
It's not a bad idea. When
it's
is it?
It's in the way that you use it, Casey.
It's in the way that you use it.
That's in March. So maybe
How do we get a ticket to it, though? I've never been to Connecticut.
We don't. Well, you. Nice shot
two
from Han Mabugi.
Two more pence.
Two more pence.
Pistol points. Two more pistol points.
I think it's going to be 9-6 unless they already put those points up. I guess they did. 7-6 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. I don't know how you get a ticket. We got to get Will Shorts on the horn and just.
Oh yeah,
get
I
it.
Once met him and I.
You freaked
just
out.
Turned into jelly like I was meeting Elvis Presley. I said I like you.
Have you tried the Elvis Presley jelly?
I should have tried it. It's so bad sometimes I can't even do it.
Yeah, that'd be good. Let's make that happen. If anybody knows Will Shorts, we're willing to do this professional color commentary on the crossword tournament. Then he'll probably be over in the corner playing ping pong or something.
I know.
And he is a table tennis guy.
Wordsmiths or word.
I listen to the Puzzle Master every week.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Really, it's my wife that listens to it. Mm. Shout out to Christina there.
I've submitted two puzzles to the New York Times.
You've built a crossword puzzle.
And yeah, neither have made it. They're very nice about their correspondence, though. And
Yeah.
One was like in the 90s, but then one was a few months ago.
Recently, yeah. I know you told me that. Pass over to Lund, Matt. Oh, I thought she was going to shoot. Up 450 over to Blasucci. Blasucci shoots off the side of the... Well, she's going to get two shots here, Matt, and this brings us to a segment on the show that we like to call Free Throw Scriptures.
And Barfo the Elder Love came down with measles the size of Gibraltar's dick.
Elongated in his mal health, he took a pill given to him by pharmacist the younger.
And a sausage kindred was assorted sizes of ridiculous large.
Colin Firth then came and did a monologue about it.
And Colin Thekent did a second one.
8-8. It's 8-8 in favor of the nobodies because it's tied.
And they don't got a name on their jerseys.
Yeah, but 88 is my favorite Star Wars vehicle.
IG-88?
No, 88. Those big walking doggies. Ooh, steal from there from AP Vup 450 Allison.
IG
She's got the ball.
IG-88 was such a commodity.
What a great toy. I had it. It was one of my favorite.
But that was like hot commodity on Kibbe Avenue.
Ooh!
Layup! Layup! Layup, come and me one go home.
It's 2 points for that layup. We got a foul on her there.
Uh-oh.
So that's horse shit, and everybody knows it.
Yep.
She's going to have to check out, I guess. I don't know. Jesse Thomas checking in. Vup 450 checking out.
Inbound. Lucille Ballers back to the inbounder. Inbounder off to a numbered person, and then a ball goes up.
They still have the ball here. One dribbles, drives, fakes a pass, turns, shoots. No good. That's going out of bounds.
I used to live on one dribbles drive.
Yes! Are you congratulating yourself on your own dumb joke?
That was great. That was a good joke.
One dribble drive.
That
we got another timeout.
I knew enough that that was a joke and I needed to repeat it, but it didn't. The full impact didn't hit me until I said it.
Here's a good question here from somebody. I don't know who wrote this. I'll miss you guys. The only sports show I've ever and will ever enjoy. I'm going to give my buddy $5 in memoriam because he works really hard to maintain his pistol shrimp tank, and imprisoning wild creatures is bad, but I guess it's the worst case scenario. Anyway, give yourselves and the shrimp some Arkansas love. So the show has made it to Arkansas here, Matt.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or just some regular love. I can't imagine that
Arkansas
phrase painting a positive
Dan.
Picture. Arkansas Dan
made love to an oven with the back of a handy cam.
Anyway, what's happening with the merch? Are you guys clearing out the warehouses, or will it still be available? Maybe a drawing for signed things from our magnanimous hosts and the Pistol Shrimps basketball team?
Do we have any merch?
We don't have any merch, I don't think.
The Shrimps themselves do, but they handle all that.
Yeah, so you can still get Pistol Shrimps merch, and we would encourage you to do so.
We would.
Because I don't think... We discussed having Pistol Shrimps radio merch, and it felt bad. Because the Pistol Shrimps...
Yeah, we didn't want to cut in on their... Muscle in on their territory, go to the mattresses.
It's not like Jim Nantz and Tony Romo have CBS Sports...
Yeah, it's
gear
not like
that you can buy.
Bill Rogan and Winter Weather Steve gave themselves a shore time leave.
What's? Oh, I was going to say, does Winter Weather Steve have a full name?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Clark Winter Weather Steve.
I see. He's not the
Weather Steve.
He's not the Electric Beeve or anything like that.
No, that's his brother.
Pass to Lund. Thomas shoots. Ooh, off the rim, no good.
Ooh, off the rim.
Ooh, off the rim.
Ooh, off the rimmer. Ooh, off the rimmer.
We're all over the United States here, Matt. This email's from Chris Pearson. Shot from the ballers, no good. Rebound, Hanma Boogie.
8 to 10.
My name's Chris. I'm from Great Falls, Montana. Wanting to tell you I love the show. Sad to hear it's coming to an end, but we'll forever love the projects you are both in. Thanks for the years of entertainment, all the various podcasts you've done. Looking forward to whatever you come up with next, including new Superego. Oh, ballers steal it?
Nope.
No thanks. Paisley Gray with a rejection. They'll shoot again, no good. Walla with the rebound. Walla with the rebound. I know, this is serious. Shot from Thomas. That looked good, too, and it didn't go. She's having some trouble getting him to go.
One dribbles drive.
I gotcha. Anyway, this guy wrote in. He likes our stuff, and that's his thing. He's from Montana, so that's a couple of guys from Arkansas and Montana.
Hey, nice.
You ever been to either one of those?
Nope.
I've been to both, so you're
good.
You
have, really?
You're good. You're covered.
Thanks, buddy. I got you next two states.
Cool. Well, you said you haven't been to Connecticut.
I have not.
I don't think I've been to Connecticut either. Maybe that's the one we got to do. Blastucci inside pass to Gray, intercepted by a baller, and she'll have to come down here and try to score. Five's a powerhouse here for the ballers.
Yeah, she's pretty good. They're playing. Both teams are playing solid, honest ball.
Matt, what's happening?
It's time for some free throw scriptures. Mark.
Damocles, the shave man, was given haircuts for 5 for 1.
And Ankles, the mist kid, floated in from a riverboat gambler's den, which was dry docked on landlocked ham hocks.
He was dick deep in casino chips and feeling great about himself.
And chin shallow in Macanudo pips.
10-9 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps here. Allison with the ball.
I just got airdropped that exact drawing by Stephen Bridle here. Let's take a look at this thing.
Put that on the Instagram if
Shame
you want to.
Shame on you, Matt, says the horse. And the horse has tasteful but erotic underwear on.
Yeah,
well
I like
done.
That.
Well
Good job.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to follow the Pistol Shrimps on social media, you can. We're on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm having a hernia moment.
Zinc alloy, Brett. Zinc alloy, Brett.
Made love to his woman on the back of a Boba Fett.
The shot from the ballers goes in. It's 11
shot
to 10.
Shot from the balls. You're too late.
Shot from the balls.
I shoot from the balls.
Listen, if we're going to have this business meeting, I'm going to shoot from the balls. Morale is down. Snack eating is up.
Yeah!
Yeah! Jesse Thomas responds. That's 5 points for Jesse Thomas. She's one quarter of the way to 20.
She's also one quarter Cherokee.
I can't verify that, but
well,
it, you know,
I,
Matt,
you can't
I can't not verify it. Shot from 23 over here.
Why aren't they updating the scoreboard?
They did. What do you mean?
Oh.
It's 12 to 11 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
1:46 left on the clock. It's almost time for halftime.
That's right.
Brought to you by Snickers. Snickers, we bring good dreams to life.
Tonight, of course, here at Pan Pacific Park is Yes Night.
It's you. The band Yes is going to play at halftime.
They're scheduled to appear.
Right.
Let's just put it that way.
Steve Howe, Rick Wakeman, John Anderson, Chris Squire.
Bunch of guys that sound like they could just be mailmen.
Trevor Rabin. Another Trevor, I believe.
We've got about a minute left here in this half of basketball. 12-11. Tight game here, Matt. It's tighter than one of those straws that you wrap up around your two fingers and then your friend flicks it. That's how tight this game is. Shot. Oh, pass from Blasucci. It looks a lot like a shot, but it's a pass. We got a jump ball.
Bump jaw.
That jump ball is called by referee T-Bone Anderson.
Referee T-Bone Steak Night. Free steak night. Not steak. It's a free steak night night, which means if you come tonight, you get a free steak night. Now, you're responsible.
Oh, dirty basketball from the ballers here. 2 points there as we...
Fraud!
No, that was a real basket. It really went in. Look at Allison just glide down the court.
Fake news!
Nake Fuse. Everyone's wearing clothes, but we're the Nake Fuse.
That's it. We're looking at a halftime
here. We got a long shot coming here.
One. Oh, no!
Allison trips on her way to the basket.
Valiant effort. Oh.
Well, it's halftime here at Pan Pacific Park. Here, ladies and gentlemen, the band, Yes. What the hell?
Cookies! Oh, my cookies! What are these? What's your name? You got
Zach.
Pins. Hi, Zach. I'm Matt.
Zach, what's going on?
Pleasure.
I'm Mark. Nice to meet you.
Wow.
Oh, my.
From where?
Did you come with the
Oregon, yes.
Portland, Oregon people?
No.
You should have.
What kind of cookies are we talking about here?
Uh-huh. And then there's some peanut butter cup. And there's some chocolate chip peanut butter cup.
Holy shit.
I think I got an email from you, Zach. Is that right?
Oh, my Christ.
Oh, look at those.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
It's getting... Oh, Crown Royal.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Bullet.
We got a... What is this, a variety pack?
Tennessee honey. Yeah, you take that. Maker's Mark. Wow.
Okay.
I know you like your bullet.
Yeah, I do like a bullet.
Cheers to your
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
Well,
shit.
Okay. Sure, why not?
I got to pull the wax
Yeah, you
got to.
Oh, you sure do.
I once had a comic book I made called Toe Jam and Banaka, and it was like Miami Vice, but one of them was a robot.
Was the other mouse friend?
No, he was just like a Crockett.
Where'd you get your names?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, cheers, Zach.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, I think I see my dad.
and he's here. Look, we're going to give a shout out right
that's
now
right.
to a fella who might be going through some rocky times, but that doesn't mean he can't have some stocky slimes. Get yourself some stocky slimes, Holden, because your friend's here tonight looking out for you. Holden Hirsch is his name.
Yes.
And you want to call him?
Could I? Sure.
Some local charges may
hold
apply.
On. We're calling Holden.
We're holding to call field. One dribbles drive.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Holden, you might hear that buzzer in the background. Doesn't mean you're not going to the friend pound and get adopted by two basketball callers. I'm Matt Gourley.
I'm Mark McConville. Me and Cloris Leachman feeling good about our talking times.
How you doing, Holden?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe this right now. It's so good. I had a feeling it was thank you for making this happen.
Hey, you know what?
Really you can...
Thank your friend with a big kiss on the cheeks because he did this for you.
Or more.
Yeah. On the cheeks.
I can't even think of spoonerisms. I'm just losing my mind.
You don't have to spoonerize. I'm here to do it.
Matt will do it plenty
your
of it.
Foo.
Even on the way home.
Yeah. So much sometimes I can't stop. Anyway, feel better.
Well, Matt, we're back to basketball. That halftime was so short because we had cookie delivery and whiskey and...
Dookie delivery.
I tried to open this box up. No can do.
Layup for those.
Oh, God damn it.
They're ballers, and they got it. Ah, it's 1925. It's 15-12, and I got a little thimble full of Maker's Mark down in my gullet,
I'm trying to finish out the game. What's this called?
The bottle? I couldn't do it.
Got a little water in there.
I feel like was that Zach that brought us the booze and the cookies? I feel like he emailed me to say, like, you're going to be there, right?
I'm not doing all this.
I'm not coming. Ooh, Matt, look.
And Maynard the cow licker gave himself a pot sticker full of hump.
Glandular Kim was on display at Freak Show Fridays. Just making $1.59 every time a kid gave her an eyeful.
And she went down to the Village Dollarama and bought two quarters for a dick dollar.
15-14 in favor of the Lucille Ballers. They have the ball. They switch sides.
Mark.
Matt.
I don't think I say the word dick that much, but for some reason in free throw scripture, it just feels right.
I'm surprised that people in the free throw scriptures aren't drinking Diet Dick Wash.
Diet Mountain Dick Wash.
Up 450, he's playing point guard tonight. Look at this. She's coming down. Jesse Thomas is getting open in the corner. Long shot from Hanma Boogie goes in.
Yeah!
Basketball perfection there from Ingrid Walla. 16-15 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. These teams are evenly matched and
evenly
etched because they just scored.
Yeah,
I'm not into it.
I'm
not into it. 17-16, Ballers.
Tight like a tightrope.
All right, let's see what this is. We got this.
Hey there, my boogalugs. I've included some artwork in this envelope. Found some old Super Ego Doodles in my files from roughly a decade ago. I never showed them because I goofed up Matt's likeness. Sorry, Matt. Oh, God damn
it. I'm like a vampire, but I can't be drawn.
So drawings equal mirrors in your vampirism?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, look.
Also enclosed are copies of my comical books that I've worked real hard on. I got so much laughter and merriment from you guys since the early Channel 101 days. Consider this a small token of thanks. Don't think of it as an insult. I feel great shame about shameless plugs, so don't feel obligated to utter the names of these unholy books. From Damon. Go Shrimps.
Take a look at these. I'm curious to see what kind of elephant man looking guy I'm going to be. Oh, that's not that. That's yeah, just very talented.
Yeah, I like
fella.
This. Look at this. Got a couple of these here.
I'm holding on to a magnifying glass there. That's probably Jeremy right there with the ruler. Oh, look at Jeffrey.
Oh, these are really old.
These go back. God. But come on, Damon. Don't sell yourself. Shell yourself short.
Susie sells herself short by the she shelf.
Oh, put those right back in that envelope.
Nice work, Damon. Damon who?
Damon Gentry.
Oh, I know Damon Gentry.
His name is very familiar. I feel like I've met Damon as well.
He did art for some of our animations.
For Christmas Christ, they scored again. It's 21-16 in favor of the Ballers.
Thanks for listening, Damon. Damon also wrote a wonderful little Christmas song called Santa Knows, and it's on a playlist that always comes up every year, and it is that time of year. Look at these great comics. We'll definitely mention them. Yeah. Vinegar Teeth. Nice
Vinegar
title.
Teeth.
Sounds like something
Sabertooth Swordsman and the Mayhem of the Malevolent Mastodon Mathematician. These are good-looking books. Thanks, Damon.
And good booking looks. Sometimes you don't even have to spoonerize. You can just... That's called a chiasmus.
What is?
When you spoonerize words instead of letters.
Spoonerize words instead of letters. From, example. Civic Honda.
Honda Civic.
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm spoonerizing...
Well, Civic Honda spoonerized would be Hivic Sonda.
Okay, but what's the other thing you just said
when
it was?
You switch words.
Okay, give me an example since mine wasn't what you were looking for.
Well,
how about Pistol Shrimps Radio?
Good-looking book, good booking look.
Oh.
That's a chiasmus from the Greek form of the word X, because that's the pattern it makes if you were to switch them.
Let's put the X in kayak.
You telling us we couldn't call a crossword competition?
Get out of our flight path.
I don't think you've got the pansies, Will Shorts, to have us come out there in your khaki chinos and your khaki kinos.
Look at you there, Will. You're a real big, tall shortsman.
Go to Starbucks and order a khaki kino and invite us out to Connecticut's. And get us to do this, because what we do is a word thing, and we make them, we say them, and we give them.
One across, a weapon, six letters, starts with P, pistol.
Two across, a sea animal named a lobster.
Shrimps.
So?
Three across, an antiquated form of entertainment that you seem to be stuck on, Will.
Yeah.
Radio.
Greek drama. Pistol Shrimps Greek drama. Wearing Cotherna.
I would love to see Will Shorts do Lysistrata.
It's 15:04 left on the clock. It's 70 degrees somewhere, and it's 21-16.
Long pass over to Vup 450. Allison drives to the hoop. She tries for a layup. She gets fouled. She's going to shoot two. You're going to hear some free throw.
Shoot
scrippature.
Two or two. There was once a builder of oceans who came along with his nails and built a cubit two by two and a camel, an ox, and a kangaroo.
His name was Gulch, and his mother had been a milkwoman who had delivered milk in the fortnights before the war.
And he says, how can I be a fisher of men when all I do is catch women? I'm a swinging strangler.
All the times that he'd never been to a place, he showed up.
He put up a cross just to see if a Jesus had come.
21-18. Ballers in charge here, but they're only up by three.
Chollers and barge. All right, let's get all the chollers in the barge.
Scott Baio, can you come in here? We're watching chollers and barge.
Charles in barge of my life and my large.
You know, that show is about, you know, a young man who's babysitting some children, right? But it could have been set on a barge. They could have called it Charles on Barge.
Should have been on a barge. All sitcoms made better on barges.
Nice shot from Hanma Boogie. 21-20 in favor of the Ballers.
13:33 left on the clock.
What do you think's happening with these cookies?
I don't know, but I took one down. Ooh, scrum on the field.
Guess who sat down on the ground? I'm a boogie. She does it every game.
She boogies down the field. She's got a different name. Hama Boogie loves the basketball game. Oh, finally the ref wants to get involved. Maybe it's time he stopped talking about Seattle all night. That other ref's doing his job.
What's his name again? I can't remember.
Job doer Phillips.
A lot of fast break business going on right now while I'm trying to
runaway ball.
Throat down a cookie.
With Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. Uh-oh. And Hamblin.
What are you doing?
It's not a free throw?
No, Matt, it's not a free throw. I know it looks like one, but.
That's a major. I just blasphemed.
Number one just shot from downtown Van Nuys. That was such a faraway three-pointer.
Do you think there is a downtown Van Nuys?
Well, there's certainly an uptown Van Nuys.
There's no such thing as that.
Shot inside from, up 450. She shoots, goes down. 21-20 still, 12-10 on the clock. Errant pass there. Ball's going to be in the Pistol Shrimp's possession here.
What if I had Van Nuys?
So that means you can't see cars, motorcycles, or any other form of transportation. You can only see vans.
No, my eyes are vans.
Your eyes are shoes?
No.
For skateboarding?
No, they're large cars.
I feel like you'd have a big head then.
Fast break for the Ballers. Vup 450's down there to shunt it down.
She's going to start marching up the court here with a battle strategy in mind. The basketball by Patton here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. God, she can just glide through. It's like they don't even try to stop her.
That's right. Win!
Ballers with the ball. Number one drives. Blocked shot.
Oh! My boogie slaps it down and gives us a little bit of flourish after as well. Oh, look at Amanda's in there swatting it down too. Everybody, these shrimps, they want it.
They're
they
clamping
they
down on defense
it.
Here, Matt.
They've come this far.
Oh, you
not. Swatted down by the Boogs. Boogs to up 450. 450 is going to make her way down to Basketville.
Bring it on down to Basketville. A shot from Thomas.
2 points. And the Hounds of Basketville are a-calling.
23-22 in favor of the Shrimps. Jesse Thomas with 7 points on the night. They're passing it around here. The Ballers have the ball. 23 will shoot from the corner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Thomas.
The Shrimps ahead?
Shrimps should be ahead here. Well, I don't have anything for you on that.
Well, I just we're going to broadcast with a huge puddle of Maker's Mark.
Here, put this cardboard on it. Soak it up with a cookie, maybe? Hama Boogie blocks the pass from coming in. Yeah, just build. Hey, Matt, I know this isn't a popular sentiment these days, but go ahead and build a wall.
That's very popular, depending on what part of the racist country you're from.
We got a timeout here. You want to open that other package? Maybe there's something in there that we can do. Okay.
Yeah. I hope this is a package of Bounty Quicker Picker uppers and Slower Putter downers.
This is from E. Erdahl. See what's in store here inside the package.
It's quiet.
They could use some in-arena music just between... Anyway, Mark and Matt, good to see you.
Tasu Leach. Good to see you.
This is Eric again, the guy who sent Yetis and beer gummies.
Erica again.
Upon hearing Amanda's reaction to the Yeti, I felt bad for not including one for her.
Oh,
and closes a
like
Yeti
this.
Rambler in a different color for her,
whoa,
along with some treats I used as packing material, your boog, Eric.
Nice.
Eric, gosh darn it.
Nice work. Hey, kids, boogaloo. Rock on. Come on, uh-oh, sing it along. Hey, kids, sing a song. Ding dong.
What year is that song from?
The year of our Lord, 1970-something. It's older than you think, right?
Yeah, it is, but I don't know if you're thinking of...
The, someone,
I don't
like
remember
a soap
who did
opera
it.
Star,
did it.
Yeah, it was like Rick D's or some shit.
You're thinking the Gary Glitter one is the real one, right?
Yeah, we'll set this aside for Amanda. This is a real nice little unit.
Oh, man, we got these licorices again. That's trouble.
No absorbent anything in that package, Matt.
I've damned it off.
Well, kids, it's 22-21 here, 9:40 on the clock. Jesse Thomas in control. We're having some fun here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Thomas will pass over to Blasucci. Blasucci inside to Gray. Gray out to Lund. Lund thinks about a shot. She's got to get rid of the ball. She passes to Thomas, who drives inside to Allison. She shoots off the rim. No good. Rebound Gray. Out to Blasucci. Shot. In and out. No good. Rebound by the Ballers. Fuck this.
Excuse me. I got some soft-eating licorice stuck in my gull.
And some hard-drinking biter yum.
Fast break, Jesse. No!
Thomas takes a tumble right there.
Put her in jail!
I think she mouthed off afterwards.
Who did?
Jesse.
If I know my Jesse. She was kind of justified, I have to say.
Yeah, well, you get heated up when you take a tumble like that. So she might have to check out here for reasons I don't fully understand because we don't know how basketball works. Mm-mm. We're getting a lot better, and we've gotten a lot better.
Just in time to quit the show.
I'm going to do like a licorice dip.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Let's see how that goes.
Let it soak in.
Are they setting up for like the hokey pokey here? What in the hell is going on? There's a technical foul. They're doing free throws here, Matt.
Oh. And there was one lady who was made mostly of blankets, and she lived in a dust convertible and found her way to the sore markets.
Every night she'd go down there with a nickel in her hand and a pickle in her gland.
She sold little baskets made of figs.
And those figs came to life one night and told her a bedtime story called Lantern and the Witch Kid.
These were the figgy plum fairies of Fuckwash Flats.
I think someone who doesn't score very often on the Ballers just scored because it's 24-22 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. No, in favor of the Ballers. Blasucci's outside. She's going to pass over to Boog. Boog to Lund.
Lund to Boog. Boog.
But 450. She'll drive. She'll glide. Look at that. Oh, she almost got one to go there. Foul called on 31 White. Vup 450 shooting some free throws. Waterfall, the Ash boy, never went to school.
And the Pep Boys and the Dreer Girls came down to a sack lunch station just to see if they could find their little kid named Riverboat Baby.
We got ourselves a tie game here at Pan Pacific North.
6:36 left on the clock.
24-24, all tied up.
$2
I think the whole gym can hear that, Matt, when we do that. We're sitting in sort of a large amplifier, aren't we?
We're like in the bell end of a trumpet.
I love Belinda the trumpet.
Belinda the trumpet.
Belinda the trumpet.
Came down.
No!
Oh! For Jesse Thomas.
Jesse Thomas has 9 points on the night.
I'm on Mark's mic now.
I'm getting smothered.
We're on the same mic. Does my breath smell like soft-eating licorice?
Yeah, but the table smells like hard-drinking booze.
Now you're talking, friend of mine.
Sure am.
You mind if I give you a little bit of scooshy?
Oh, shit, Matt. Ballers just put up a three-pointer. It's 27-26.
I'm back on my own mic.
From now on, we got to get back down to business.
Every time the Pistol Shrimps score, I go on Mark's mic.
And I stay on mine?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
5:30 left in the clock. 27-26.
Pistol Shrimps promise.
They're trading leads like Eddie Murphy and another 80s actor in 1987.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh! Thomas set a pick.
Oh, now you chime in, Seattle Dan?
Yeah, why don't you go to Pike Place Market and sling a flounder for everybody?
Why don't you go to the Space Needle and get a bunch of coffee, and I've got licorice caught in my throat.
Why don't you head down to Eddie Vedder's place and sling ukulele strings 3 for $1?
Why don't you watch the opening of John Byner's Bazaar? Where
Up 450 with
you
a
got
score.
A friend on the mic. You don't have to love me just like you're my friend.
29-27 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
It'll be this way until the Lucille Ballers score.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
What if the Pistol Shrimps score?
Then I get even closer.
Oh!
No!
31-27. Nifty pass behind the back from Allison Vup 450 to Jesse Thomas, who lays it in for the easy basket.
What's the good of being on this mic if I'm not even talking?
You're just leaning on me. Yeah. When you're not strong.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
One has got the ball for the Ballers. Paisley Gray with the rebound. Pass to Thomas. Thomas over to Vup 450. 31-27, less than 4 minutes in the game.
What's happening?
I feel like he just said, touchdown, Julie Brown, 21.
Touchdown. Down, Julie Brown, rock on.
Paisley Gray with the pass over to Thomas. She shoots. Ooh, should have gone, didn't. Vup 450 with the rebound. Beautiful bucket.
Oh!
Why haven't we been doing this the whole time, Matt?
I don't know, but better late than never.
Letter bait than never.
Now you're talking.
23 with a shot, no good. Rebound, Blasucci. Blasucci passes to Allison. Vup 450.
Oh, boy. Is that a real Verizon plan?
I feel like in the early days of phones, it wasn't an unlimited plan. You got 450 minutes of talking, and that's all you got.
If anyone in today's day and age is talking 450 minutes on a phone per month,
they could go straight. They can go straight to Arctic hell.
Yeah.
And freezer burn to death. I don't want to be on the phone ever.
Oh, three-pointer, but it doesn't go in. Rebound my book to Tink and Timmy, Tom. Tommy taking her time.
Why not?
Back to Blasucci. Blasucci pops it up.
That's in.
3 pistol points! It is 36-27 with 2:18 left on the clock. Can it be that these our Shrimps will hold on to their first place streak? Find out when we come right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Stitch, and I've had trouble getting a rod, so I'm taking these pills that my doctor gave me.
Hi, I'm Lilo, pretty much grown up by now, and I'm a medical billing technician outside of Lansing, Michigan. It was really hard to peek after the fact I was a child animated star, but now I'm just a grown animated woman who works in a medical research facility.
Arby's, we've got the meats.
Don't buy Snickers. They've got teats. They use teats in their ingredients, real cow teats. You think that's milk chocolate? It's pre-milk chocolate. It's just udders and cocoa. Arby's for sale.
This weekend at the Royal Artillery Track.
And wedding.
We've got Monster Truck Mayhem.
And Holy Matrimony.
Some of the monster trucks you can expect to see are Rake Man.
Princess Margaret.
Thirsty Girl.
Henry.
Lick Woman.
John of Gaunt.
The Mackenzie Hildebrandt Wedding.
Eleanor of Aquitaine riding bare-breasted halfway to Damascus.
This weekend at the Royal Whatever I Said.
Edward Longshanks.
We're back to Pistol Shrimps action after all those commercial messages that we didn't have anything to do with. Block shot by Hama Boogie. Jesse Thomas has the ball once again.
2 minutes left. Let's do this, Shrimps.
Objective journalism here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Vup over
doing
to Boogie.
Back checking. Boog to Blasucci. Such
long
far
pass.
Wide to Timmy Timms. Timmy Timms to Voop.
Good looking shot off the front rim. No good. Goes out of bounds. Those goddamn Ballers will take it. 36-27 with less than two to go.
Oh boy. Seems like licorice is the big hit there, Matt.
God, I love this shit. I can't stop. The only two vices I have in my life are soft licorice and black tar heroin.
That checks out. Okay. 1 minute, 12 seconds left. I think the Pistol Shrimps are going to take this one home here, Matt.
I think you're right, Mark.
Really seems like it. Jesse Thomas, as she said at the beginning of the game, Shrimps are in first place right now. So this game, every game matters, but this one I think is important because the Ballers are good. No good on that shot. Thomas with the ball.
Timmy Tom, walk down.
She's going to run out the clock here. No need to take a shot here. She can just sort of pass the ball around and around and around.
Blasuch takes a shot. She's got a sense of sportsmanship and justice. What was the ref just made wing flapping?
Some fan is doing it here, so the ref is just...
He's just paying more attention to the crowd here. Yeah, he's showboating.
He's Showtime Steve. The Alabama...
Reprieve.
28.5 on the clock. 36-27 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
You're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio, 28.5 on the dial. We do Christmas sing-alongs and Easter here-arounds.
Tonight's game brought to you by Volvo. Cars you can pronounce.
Sound like a genital.
What the Christmas Christ is happening here?
Tonight's Christmas
free throws.
What? Oh.
Number one's going to shoot some free throws here for reasons that I don't fully understand. I believe there's been a foul. Wyatt, the kindergartner, brought everybody raisins, but he didn't listen to the teacher about grape allergies.
And these were in the days before the Federation of States, so the California raisins were just a gleam in the Immaculate Conception of Hail Mary and Joseph's one-time shoe sale.
Mortimer, the teacher, never got accredited, and so this was illegal for him to be teaching kids, but he didn't stop himself.
And Bripo the Hobbit realized he's in the wrong set of books and said, I gotta leave the Bible and get to my Orc Fest.
Tonight's game brought to you by Orc Fest, happening at the Royal Raceway and Speedometer Festival, or whatever the fuck it is.
2 points for the other team.
It ain't gonna matter, folks.
It's 3-2-1-0. This is a Shrimps victory.
36-29 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. They pulled it out for the big group of fans that are here at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Well, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night. And the licorice is soft-eating friends.
And there's cookies for you if you want to go screw. And the podcast, it always ends.
And son, can you play me a basketball? And a licorice talks with a face. Because we're all in the mood for a memory. And I've been drinking some mace.
Maria Blasucci, team captain, big win for the Pistol Shrimps against your longtime rival, the Lucille Ballers. How are you feeling about the game tonight?
Well, Mark, that was quite a doozy out there. You know, we went out there, and, you know, it's Tuesday night, you know.
We know.
Every other day of the week, you know, we go out there, we do our best.
Every day?
You don't. You just do Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights are the only times you have games.
Just like any other day, and, you know.
No, it's not like any other day.
We don't play basketball Monday.
You guys
or
practice.
Sunday.
Absolutely, Matt. And you know, at the end of the day, it's all about teamwork.
The end of which day?
And, you know, I thought we really brought it.
I agree.
What did you bring?
Yeah, what did you bring?
Yeah, that's a good question, Matt.
Thank you.
We brought it.
What did you bring?
Like cookies up here. Thanks so much, guys.
Team Captain Maria Blasucci with her post-game commentary for the Pistol Shrimps win. If you'd like to attend a game like so many fans did tonight, and goddamn it, does that feel good. Matt,
yeah,
doesn't it? Just saying hi to people from all over the place.
That's Oregon. Right. Come one, come all. Oregon. And
mostly Oregon.
Yeah.
Washington.
Oh boy, real Pacific Northwest contingent.
Yeah, we got the West Coast covered.
How many of y'all from the Pacific Northwest?
Whoop.
Whoa.
Got to get out of that. Yeah, anyway.
How many of you from the Outer Rim territories?
Matt doing Star Wars crowd work.
How many of you from...
How many of you from Tatooine? You know what a kid in Tatooine's first words are? It's a dry heat.
How many of you guys planning on seeing the Boonta Eve classic over there in Mos Espa next week?
Yeah. Anyways, we got a great show for you tonight. Stickman the Dib is here.
Also, Raydon and Tebby is playing.
If you want to come to a game, folks, there's only two left, all right? December 4th. Pan Pacific North will be right back here in 1 week, but it'll be at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then the final game of the Pistol Shrimp season, December 11th. That's a Tuesday. North Weddington Gymnasium in North Hollywood, California, 9 p.m. Pacific on that one. Come and check out these games. Support the team. Say hi to everybody. Be a great person. Follow the Boy Scout marching song.
I'm a little Boy Scout
marching along. Pout.
I don't wear a smile because I like to shout.
These merit badges here mean I'd like to achieve, and my name is Talk Along Steve.
I got a merit badge in burning shit down. I strike two matches and it goes to the ground. The cabin was once a home for a clown, but he gave me one look, then I went to town.
Oh, once upon a time I went and pitched a tent, and then I had a cut a hole in it for a vent because I was still burning stuff and there was smoke in there, and then I lit myself on fire. Now I don't have any air.
Don't mean to be a real big bummer, but the big twist is my name is Jeffrey Dahmer, and this is my story set to the song on Broadway next week. It's 2 hours long.
Well, friends, from everybody, well, the Ballers are doing sort of a
you know what? Look,
a post-game celebration.
I have to say, they were a worthy opponent. They played a good game, and they seem like an up-and-up type of team, you know?
A valiant adversary for a good Tuesday night basketball game.
And that makes the win all the more sweeter. Don't you agree, Matt?
And it also makes the swin all the more weeder.
Now we're talking. Listen to me. Oh. Excuse me. We're going to go home and we're going to upload this podcast like you can't believe.
I don't mind telling you. I've been uploading podcasts so hard. I got myself a brand new pair of those Velcro shoes at Costco, and I've been wearing them around town.
You don't know what it's taken for me to give up my leather Huarache sandals for a pair of Velcro slap-ons.
Back about 25 years ago, I'd have been out at a discotheque tonight just handing out cocktail napkins.
I have such a rotund belly and such thin legs that the shorts I wear are essentially parachutes for a one-string flesh cord. Anyway, I'm also was once a Disney tech that pissed off a crow's neck and got fired, and that's a true story. Marty, good game.
Boys.
Hi.
Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. I come to look at the snacks.
Yep,
here.
Have a little snack.
Do you want some table whiskey?
Yes, I do. Who made those?
Zach from
McMillan, Oregon.
Yeah.
Anyways.
McMillan and wife, Oregon.
Somebody could bring us paper towels. That'd be all right.
Are you Captain Blasucci or Maria Blasucci right now?
Which one are you?
I'm Amanda Lunt. And I'm Captain Blasucci. I'm going
to eat it like this with my hands. Are those Swedish fish?
They're Swedish swimmers.
Like, I don't like regular gummies, but I do like Swedish fish.
Sorry, my hands are real dirty.
Well, Matt.
They're somewhere in between.
Did you hit stop?
No, did you?
No.
Oh. I meant to hit stop right before the game started.
Yeah, so whatever's on here is probably okay, right?
I think so. In fact, if we didn't end it, then we don't even officially have to end it.
Why don't we just leave the recorder on forever and ever?
And I'm just going to do my chants like I do whenever we're done.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Om Om Shiva, Om Om Shiva, Om Om Shiva, Kali Ma Shuk today. And who are they? All right. We're going to sign off, but it doesn't mean that we're going to stop the podcast.
Yeah. This is Mark McConville.
And this is, if I say the name, it'll end.
What?
Because that's the last thing we'll do.
You just said we're going to sign off, but not end it.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Okay.
For Pistol Shrimps Radio, this is Mark McConville.
And I'm, oh, I can't do it.
Just go ahead and say your name, and then we'll be done, but we won't be done. We'll just keep going.
My name's Matt Houston.
What? My name's Mark Austin.
Okay, you joke, but Matt Houston was a real show.
Okay, Mark Austin was a real show.
No, it wasn't.
He's the $6 million man.
The $6 million man?
The $6 million man. There were five before him, and they all were mysteriously killed.
They were early prototypes.
Yeah.
Of the $6 million man.
He's the $6 million man.
All right, that's good to end on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.